ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. Reaction from his November opponent to the apparent attempted on the life of Donald Trump Sunday at his Florida golf club.
Vice President Harris said in a statement she is, quote, deeply disturbed by the possible assassination attempt of former President Trump and said she is thankful he is safe. She condemned political violence and said, quote, we all must do our part to ensure that this incident does not lead to more violence. The vice president commended the Secret Service and law enforcement partners for what she called their vigilance. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
There are calls for even more security to surround Donald Trump even between now and the election. The Federal Reserve September meeting begins this week when it concludes a key interest rate is expected to have been lowered by at least a quarter, but perhaps as much as a half percent. Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Tito Jackson, guitar player for the Jackson 5, died over the weekend. He was 70 years old and his family says he had a heart attack. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac des Flambeaux Reservation in northern Wisconsin over a remark she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Wisconsin on Friday. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The students at the Richland Center Intermediate School had a special guest yesterday morning. Governor Tony Evers visited several classrooms and talked with students and staff one-on-one. The governor has been touring schools around the state. He hopes that he can make progress in the next biennial budget for education. Hundreds of school districts around the state are and have been going to referendum to meet expenses. Governor Evers says that while he has seen a lot of concerns among the districts, he has seen some positives. He saw some of those positives in the Richland School District.
This is a great example. You have kids that a lot of them are kids that need special help, and sometimes it's a language, sometimes it's something else. And, you know, they're concerned about math and reading and social studies and the basics, but they also care about, you know, how the kids are doing mentally and socially, and that takes time, effort, but this is a good example of it right here.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
I have a lot of respect for the Indianapolis Colts, Gus Bradley. He's one of the premier defensive coordinators in this league. And just for our guys to be able to go out there and execute, this is a very tough physical football team that we played. And for our guys to be able to do what we did, I was really proud of our efforts.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up three runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
Right now, it's 55.
Are you ready to give your business a kickstart? Reach new heights and boost your sales with WRCO Radio. Give Henry a call today at 608-647-2111.
WRCO. This is Henry. How can I give you the business?
That's 608-647-2111. Let WRCO drive your business to success.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Jane Matinere and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Andra Watkins returns. She grew up in a Christian nationalist household and can tell us how that relates to Project 2025. It's not good. Don't miss it.
Matinere on air, weekday mornings at 10. You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing pretty good, Earl. How are you?
Man, the weather is ideal, man.
Yeah, it's just beautiful.
Man, how do we put it in a bottle, man? And
yeah, I know. Well, we'll probably get some crazy cold in the next couple of weeks, and then we'll get another warm up in October, and then who knows?
Well, this entire week, 78 to 80.
It's going to be nice.
Hey, yeah, man, it is, you know, I was out. You know, and about, you know, you got to savor this, Calvin, right? I mean, we really do, man. I mean, we've got 5 more days of summer officially.
Yeah, 5 more days of, well, they call it astronomical summer.
So what does that mean, man? You're a college guy. What does astronomical summer mean? What does that mean?
Yeah, so, well, they have meteorological summer that's just based off, like, the climate and the weather. And I think that actually happened or changed over a week or two ago. But astronomical is based off of how far, or it's based off the length of the days. So like the midpoint of summer is when the longest day is. And then it changes to fall when you get to the equinox, which is when the day and the night are the same exact length.
So, man, it's safe to say you did learn something in school.
Yeah, I like space, too, so.
Hey, man, you know, I don't know anything about any of that egghead stuff you're talking about. What I do know, man, is you got to get outside, you know.
While it lasts, for sure.
You cannot waste any time inside. Yeah, I did waste some time inside yesterday watching the Packer game. What did you think of the game?
They played pretty well. The defense looked amazing. I think the Colts, well, at least week one, they have a pretty high-powered offense, and Packers turned them over twice and kept them bottled up. Malik Willis did what he needed to do.
He looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't set the world on fire, but yeah, he took care of the ball and did what he needed to do.
Well, you know, he, I see why they got him. He's athletic.
For sure.
Right? I mean, you look at him. He's physically a strong guy, and he can move around. He's got a strong arm. He's a threat to run. Yeah, I see why they got him.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely the game plan, was pound the ball. Josh Jacobs had a really good game. So, yeah.
You know who else had a great game?
Who's that?
The guy who used to be a running back for the Badgers.
Oh, Braylon Edwards. Yeah.
No. Braylon Allen.
Braylon Allen
is the guy who
from the Jets.
Yeah, he was. But he
played fantastic.
Yeah, I'm talking about the guy who played for the Colts.
Oh, Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan,
yes.
Man,
he's fantastic.
Yeah, man, he really looked good, didn't he?
Yeah, he always looks good.
Yeah, you know, I didn't realize he was that good a player.
Oh yeah, he's one of the top
running backs in the league.
Yeah, one of the top five in the league, I'd say.
Yeah, he's got speed and power. But anyway, I got a lot to talk about this morning, man. An awful lot to talk about. We're going to cover a lot of different things. Calvin, we can do this later on. You can talk about where people can call in and... We'll talk about it later. I had it up. It was right on the tip of my tongue, and I forgot to say it. But it's a contest that we're going to be running.
Oh, yeah. Today is the Text to Win contest. I think we'll have a keyword at 11 o'clock. So stay tuned during for Matt and Air on Air when we have the next keyword.
All right. So where to begin? I wanted to go here, man. This is a story about what 80s kids remember and what's at the root of it is the things that happened in their lives when they were young that, you know, kind of have them fearful now as they're adults. You're a child of what, the 90s?
The tail end. I was born in 98.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Okay. 2000s.
For yeah. I grew up in the 2000s.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a story about a gentleman who is from the 1980s. And grew up during those periods, 80s, 90s, 40-some-odd years old. Okay, 40, maybe 45 years old. And what he's doing is talking about the things that have impacted him and his life and why he is so fearful of life and what can happen because of things that were taking place during his growth as a young person. He said, I remember the first milk carton kids. I am of the stranger danger generation. And for men like me, it's easy to recall all the horror stories we've ever heard. He talked about, you know, some of the things that took place during those 80s and what created the fears that he deals with even today. Here's what he said. I want to say is that my fears were formed by honest means. I remember the first milk carton kids. I'm of the stranger danger generation, and for men like me, it's easy to recall all the horror stories we've heard. The day my older daughter was born was the day I began imagining all the ways the world would try to take her, because that is what we were taught. Strangers were out there, and they would take your kids from you, kidnap them and tie them up with rope and duct tape and either keep them in some dark basement or kill them. I am a child of the 80s. I remember Adam Walsh. Adam Walsh, if you weren't alive then, disappeared from a shopping mall in Hollywood, Florida, July 27, 1981. I remember all of these things. His mother had gone to buy a lamp. She left Adam near an Atari display where several boys were playing video games. She was gone less than 10 minutes. When she returned, Adam wasn't there. According to reports from a security guard, the boys got into a scuffle over who would play Atari next. The guard made them all leave, thinking Adam was with the other boys. Outside, the older boys must have wandered away Adam Two Shot of Speak must have been left standing there by himself. And that's a moment I have imagined many times, a small, shy boy, probably scared. He is in trouble, afraid he had done something wrong. But at the root of it is the fact that this gentleman has carried that with him throughout his adult life and passed that on to his children. And so people are terrified in this country. And I think they have, come on, I mean, for the most part, they don't have that much to be afraid of. Look, yes, you know, this is not pre-electricity days, Calvin. You don't have to be afraid of the dark. There's electricity. You can turn on the light and things will be illuminated. But people are terrified of the dark, Calvin. They're terrified somebody's coming to get them. I mean, adults, people who have weapons in their homes, still afraid that somebody's coming, the boogeyman's coming to get them. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Calvin.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't understand it either. It definitely statistically doesn't make sense. I mean, It's unfortunate that it happens at all, but it's not prevalent enough that any singular person should live their life in fear.
You should not live your life in fear. Are there things that can happen in life? Yes. Could it possibly happen to you and your family? Yes. But Calvin, as you stated, it's so remote. Right? I mean, the fact that somebody's going to take your child. You know, the fact that somebody's going to break into your home while you're there. But the fact that, you know, somebody's going to shoot you while you're out moving around. You know, the fact that, you know, you're on an airplane and it's going to fall from the sky and you're going to die. The fact that you're on a boat and it's going to sink. I mean, what are we so afraid of? You know, are we going to die? Yes, every one of us is going to die. It's inevitable. We're born, we're going to die. Why do people, especially people who live in America, live in such fear? We don't live in Africa on a in an area where there are wild lions and tigers and bears, oh my, and those kinds of things. I mean, people are afraid, and you shouldn't be so afraid. You shouldn't live your life in fear. I live in the city of Milwaukee, and I'll tell you something. It is more dangerous in the city that I live in than most areas with most of you in this listening audience, and I don't live my life in fear. I can't do that. And yet there are people who lead you to be afraid. We're going to talk about this a little bit more on the other side. Why are you so afraid? Why do you live your life in fear? A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 is the number.
News from the center, WRCE.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Poles Federal Fund. PowerToThePolesFund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So why are people so afraid? Why are we living our lives in fear? So I was born in 1954. And I grew up, and my generation grew up at a time, you know, we dropped the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945, the only time that nuclear weapons have ever been used and detonated on populations. And so we grew up, my generation grew up watching constant reminders of the mushroom clouds, 844-967-2789. You remember when we were kids? And they reminded us every day, or at least a couple times a month, at least once a week, when we were warned that nuclear holocaust was possible. And the teachers would, and we do these where we, you know, have to put our heads under the desk for fear that the nuclear holocaust was coming our way. They raised many of us in fear that the world was going to come to an end. And so people live their lives in fear. And I don't understand why. People who live in areas that are as safe as could possibly be, very little crime whatsoever. Why do you live your life in fear? And who's created that environment in this country? I mean, people today, and see, I'm going someplace with this as we, you know, move on in the subject this morning. So we live our lives in fear. Somebody's coming to get us. And as Calvin stated, it's not so. You know, life is meant to be enjoyed, not to be fearful of. We don't live in third world nations. It's not a third world nation. This is the United States of America. And yes, there are fools running around with guns. But even if you look at the amount of people who wind up losing their lives through guns, it's minuscule compared to the population. So why do you live your life in fear? What is it? 844-967-2789. I don't live my life in fear. You know, since I grew old enough to understand why people especially want to make you think that somebody's coming to get you, a lot of that is political. Let's go to Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, my friend. How are you doing?
Good morning to you. Yes, I'm a little bit older than you. I'm 74, and I can remember we lived in the housing project, and we had the canned government food, and we learned how to clean our urine so we would have clean drinking water, all that bull crap. And I remember all that. And then they said, well, it was coming, you know, and then
yes.
That thing with John F. Kennedy and what have you. And yeah, hiding under your desk, like if that would protect you. But then what happened to us, which was a strange thing, it didn't happen.
No.
And we went out there and we lived our lives. And when someone came up to attack us to take our money or whatever, and I remember one time being held up at gunpoint, and yeah, I gave them my purse and I walked away and I called the police department, and I had my phone in there and I said, you can zone into them because it's locked and it's an iPhone, and they captured them with that damn phone in there, and I laughed my rear end off. Because you cannot live in fear. You go and you look at it, you deal with stuff, and sure, you're going to come across some crazy people because that's the way the world is. But you have to get out there and live, because who would want to, if you're going to stay at home and shut your doors and that, you might as well be in jail.
Yeah, you know Susan, thank you very much for the call. I don't know how you can live your life in fear, looking over your shoulder every moment. You know, I can't go here because I'm scared. You know, that's not living. But there are people who are leading you to believe that you should be fearful of everything. Somebody's coming to get you. Well, not the case. And so why live your life in that manner? You know, on the other side of this first segment, we're going to get into why people want you to be afraid. And guess what? We fall right into the trap. They're coming to get us. You know, those Haitians are stealing your animals. And they're eating them, and your dogs and cats. The Haitians are doing this. Why are people saying those things? And yet people fall right into the trap. Oh yeah, they're right. That's right. They're stealing the geese, and they're cooking the geese. Never mind that even if somebody was stealing the geese and killing the geese and eating them, Calvin, there are more than enough geese to go around.
Well, yeah, and if it's one person, it's, you can't paint a whole group if it's like a singular case.
Well, but people have, and they have for their purpose, and people fall right into the trap because they're afraid. They're afraid. Hey, you live in the United States of America. You know, nothing to fear. Yeah, fear itself. You can always fear that. 844-967-2789 is the number. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know.
Wisconsin will distribute about $30 million in federal money to increase internet access. The American Rescue Plan money will loan devices to more than 50,000 households, and more than 30,000 homes will get free Wi-Fi. Some U.S. House Republicans want to cut 27% from the Federal Trade Commission. Aaron Witte of the Consumer Protection Federation says now would be a bad time for that.
We've seen people talk a lot about feeling like their costs are increased in lots of ways. And the FTC's work is really aimed at trying to lower a lot of those costs to bring some fairness back to the process.
GOP leaders on the Appropriations Committee say they want to prioritize anti-terrorism efforts, maintain the integrity of financial markets, and spur small business growth. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Department of Health Services is asking for your help. Every 5 years, they put out the Maternal and Child Health Survey. They're evaluating maternal and child health programs and want feedback. The survey covers things like prenatal care, postpartum mental health, birth outcomes, and access to resources. Dr. Jasmine Zapata from the Department of Health Services.
Maternal and child mental health is so important. Being able to have access to culturally responsive providers and healthcare systems, being able to combat social isolation and form connections, social connectedness is so important.
The DHS would like to hear from more African Americans, more people near Milwaukee, and more in rural areas. If you or someone you love fits that category, the link to the survey can be found at civicmedia.us. And that's what you need to know. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The 40th Annual Video Music Awards are in the books after a festive night. The event took place in UBS Arena in New York last Wednesday night. Some of the big winners were Sabrina Carpenter for Best Song. She also performed and made out with an alien. No joke. Eminem won for Best Hip Hop, and Lenny Kravitz took home the prize for Best Rock Video. Chappelle Roan won for Best New Artist, despite showing up in an outfit that looks like it was designed by me. Roan and Carpenter also performed at the event, as did LL Cool J. Sticking with the Video Music Awards, Chappelle Roan got snippy on the red carpet, telling a photographer to shut the f*** up. The singer later explained that she is not comfortable with cameras and has anxiety around a lot of people. Good luck on tour. Those around her, most likely on the payroll, showed their support. In her defense, I yelled the same thing at the photographer who took my high school graduation photo. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly sunny and warm today, highs near 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 58. Sunshine, mid-80s for Tuesday. For Tuesday night, clear, a low of 52. Sunny and 85 on Wednesday and Thursday, 86 Friday.
Currently 59 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Going back to this interview we just had again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Thank you for tuning in. Got my friend Earl Ingram Jr., Civic Media's own. Earl, thanks for joining me and hanging out in Waukesha, man.
But you sound like you've done this before.
It's been a couple of times. I mean, not as old and as veteran as you, perhaps, Earl.
The first time you're doing this under the Dominic Salvia Show, you've invited me. It's an honor.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment critic and CityCast Madison newsletter editor Rob Thomas. And tis the season, so we'll talk about our favorite political movies.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Oh,
this land of broken dreams. I have visions of many things, but happiness is just an illusion filled with sadness and confusion. What becomes of the broken hearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of peace of mind, baby.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Calvin, they're coming to get us. Who? The boogeyman. Coming to get us. Hey, but Calvin, you've got 10,000 rounds of ammunition and all sorts of weapons. Why are you worried about somebody coming to get you? I mean, this is the kind of foolishness that exists in this country, because somebody has done something to put fear into people who normally, if they thought it through, would not be fearful. Well, immigrants are coming. You know, there's an immigrant who did something to a child. Never mind all the tens of millions of immigrants who have come here. Well, yeah, it did happen. It happened to one child. Man. Hey, people should think for themselves. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. How you doing, sir?
Enjoying another wonderful Motown Monday. Thank you for taking my call.
All right.
Yeah, you know, I call it scarism, terrorism. And it's been, I don't know, on full display since W. Bush first got us into the two longest wars in American history.
Yeah, Iraq and Afghanistan.
And again, the talking of the mushroom clouds and the fear that they were portraying over the media all day, every day. And in time, it has that effect. Of, you know, the public becomes, you know, hypersensitive. You know, hey, just think, you know, again, with the kids going through these shooter drills, you and I had to do the duck and cover back in the day.
Right.
But even that in itself was kind of scarism, terrorism being inflicted on the kids because, geez, you know, hopping underneath your desk in a nuke attack. I'm not sure how safe you're going to be there, but it did plant the seed, especially when day after day, week after week, year after year, these practices were being, given to the people and the kids. So, I think it's follow the money. I think the beneficiaries of the scarism, terrorism, certainly the media, because, you know, they got your attention to the shiny object. But look what has happened in the arms race. We have an arms race, not so much at the Pentagon anymore. It's in our streets because America has been unwilling to kind of tone it down. No, they ratchet up and you know, for some reason now we think we need to have weapons of war on our streets. It's just crazy.
You know,
I do believe it is.
Go ahead, Mike.
Follow the money, Earl. It is follow the money. And when you have a group of people sowing chaos and sowing doubt and discourse, it's very, very dangerous. And I think we got to be very, very careful.
So, Mike, I saw Lindsey Graham yesterday. It must have been Fox News Sunday. And Lindsey Graham made the statement that Iran almost has a nuclear weapon. And you can lay that at the feet of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And it's their fault that Iran almost has a nuclear weapon, and we've got to do something before they get it. We've got to do this. And I'm sitting there, my head's about to explode. And I'm saying, well, maybe, you know, Mike, maybe Lindsey Graham should have said that when Kim Jong-un was trying to get a nuclear weapon when Donald Trump was president and wound up getting one. And now he has over 50. And he's even got the apparatus to deliver those things. But nobody said, let's go to war. So this is the stuff I'm talking about, Mike. So Lindsey Graham can go on national television and terrify people and say, we must stop Iran from getting their hands on nuclear weapons, when he didn't say it with North Korea. And then to say, let's go to war. These are the kind of things I'm talking about, Mike.
Well, and Earl, you bring that good point forward, but keeping this in mind, and I think this is food for everybody. America has by far the strongest, most capable military on Earth. Iran or even Russia, China, nobody wants to pick a fight with us.
True.
Because at the end of the day, if push comes to shove, they lose. They lose every single time. So what we're seeing here is saber rattling. It's more of the scares and terrorism we're just talking about, getting people on edge and fired up about it, when quite frankly, the war would be over in 10 minutes.
Yes.
If somebody picked a fight with America. So, you know, this is all a ruse. This is all an attempt to keep us divided and conquered, my friend.
So this is
as long as we're taking the bait, it's going to keep on coming.
Well, this is what I mean by terrifying people, right? That anybody with common sense would know that if Iran, and when it does, get a nuclear weapon, America, why should America be afraid? They would not be afraid. We've got the most state-of-the-art nuclear weapons than anybody on the face of the earth. So let's stop scaring people. Hey, Mike, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to CJ. Good morning to you, CJ. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. And I do love Motown Mondays also. But you need to do better research, because North Korea got the nuclear weapon underneath Madeleine Albright and Bill Clinton. They didn't.
No.
So you need to do better
research. Calvin, can you look and find out the date that North Korea got the nuclear weapon? Anyway, go ahead.
But here's the fact. You want people to be fearful.
No, I don't want people to be fearful. Let's be clear, CJ, you want people to be fearful, not me. I'm telling people not to be fearful.
Maybe if your name or your relative's name was Rachel Morin, the mother of five, or Jocelyn Nungre, the 12-year-old in Houston, or Lakin Riley, you might be concerned too. But you don't mention their names. You want to focus on animals, cats, and dogs. That's what our press is focused on.
Hey, CJ, who brought up animals, cats, and dogs? I'll tell you who brought it up. Calvin is going to play a tape from the people who brought it up, Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Okay? So don't say Earl brought it up. Go ahead.
Deflect. Deflect, deflect.
What am I deflecting on, man? What am I deflecting on?
Do you want to focus on the kids that were murdered by these illegals or dogs and cats?
No, CJ. I'm reflecting on fearmongers like you who want to terrify people to thinking that every corner they turn down, somebody an immigrant is coming after them. You're the fearmonger, you and others, especially conservatives, who want to lead people to believe that they should fear for their lives anytime there's somebody who's not a European American. That's exactly what it is you're talking about, man. And yet people fall for that crap. It's crap. So you mentioned five names of people who unfortunately lost their lives and then brand a whole, the tens of millions of people who are innocent, who are here just to do the right thing. That's what I'm talking about. And you want to talk about deflecting. Go ahead.
They broke the law, and Lindsey Graham is right. Iran is closer to the nuclear weapon because of President Biden.
As I stated, CJ, as I stated, so what if Iran gets a nuclear weapon? India, Pakistan, many other nations, North Korea have them. So who are we to tell another nation they can't have them?
Because they're promising to wipe Israel off the
CJ, let me tell you about doing some research. The last time I checked, Israel has the fourth most largest nuclear arsenal in the world. You do some research. Okay? So if Iran gets a nuclear weapon, Israel has the fourth most powerful nuclear army in the world. Are you aware of that? No.
When, ask Kelvin, when did North Korea get the nuclear weapon? Yup, it was underneath Bill Clinton.
Hey, CJ, he's looking it up. But respond to what I just said. You fear-mongering talking about Iran is going to get a nuclear weapon and they're going to come after Israel. I just mentioned to you that Israel is the fourth most powerful nuclear army in the world. Your response, sir?
They've already are reacting to weakness because they've been attacked already.
Fear-monger. Thank you very much. Let's go to Tom from West Dallas. Good morning to you, Tom. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. Just two quick points. One, okay, CJ says, you know, five people who have been murdered. But according to his Lord and Savior, Donald says we have 13, 18, 20, 21 million illegals coming over the border every month. Okay. Well, if you mathematically look it out, that's like a tenth of 1%. And to say that every person who comes here doesn't have one bad, you know, that group, there might be a couple of bad ones, but that's with anything in this country. You could drive your car, and some person without a license could come and kill you as well. And I'm sure that is far greater of a number than the immigrants coming over here, killing, raping, and everything else that Conald has to say. And the other quick point is, you know, we're talking about fear-mongering, looking at this whole dog and cat thing in Ohio. They're bomb threats now. You're canceling schools. They have an entire population of people living in fear because those clowns and their debunked stories are really putting people's lives in danger, all for political points.
Hey, Tom, well said. We're going to get into that on the next segment. Everybody hang on the phone lines. 844-967-2789 is the number. A Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
All is lost, there's no place for beginning. All that's left is an unhappy ending. Now what becomes of the brokenhearted who had love that's now departed? I know I've got to find some kind of...
News from the Center, WRCE.
When right-wing politicians tried to sell us out to Big Pharma and the insurance companies, Tammy Baldwin refused to back down. Baldwin took on the big drug companies and capped the price of insulin at $35.
She fought for people like me.
Everything they've done with the health care, with the insulin.
They've done a lot of things to help lower bills.
Baldwin led the charge to make sure people with pre-existing conditions could keep their health care. And after Roe v. Wade was struck down, Tammy wrote the bill to restore equal access to abortion care for women everywhere.
She wants to make sure that all of us keep our benefits. She wants to make sure that we have the right to choose.
There's too much at stake here. We have to get out and vote.
I'm going to vote for Tammy Baldwin.
I'm proud to be voting for Tammy Baldwin.
Paid for by Power to the Polls Federal Fund, powertothepollsfund.com, which is responsible for the content of this ad. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. First nuclear weapons test for North Korea, October 9th, 2006. First thermonuclear weapon test, September 3rd, 2017. Last nuclear test, September 3rd, 2017. So, CJ, it says nothing about, they were still testing nuclear weapons in 2017. So, you said Bill Clinton. I don't think Bill Clinton was the president back in 2017. Let's go to Jim from Brookfield. Good morning to you, Jim. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Happy Motown Monday. What I say, I want to circle back to Mr. Lindsey Graham's comments about Iran getting a nuclear weapon. We have to remember that President Obama, with strong help from John Kerry, implemented that Iran nuclear deal. We lift the sanctions. They stop, producing or pursuing, nuclear weapons. That was a good, solid agreement that the Republicans and Netanyahu did not like. And Donald Trump pulled us out of that Iran deal, which and put those sanctions back in place. And guess what? Now Iran's going, pursuing a nuclear weapon. Had Donald Trump left that in place, what John Kerry and President Obama negotiated painstakingly, but it worked out a good deal, there would not be the threat now that Lindsey Graham is, going out saying the sky is falling and whatnot. So anyway, Mr. Graham should be reminded that it was his beloved Donald Trump who pulled us out of an agreement with Iran that they would not pursue a nuclear weapon.
Jim, we're in this area of conversation because, again, begin the show talking about people being afraid. And so our nation is where it is right now and divided the way it is because of fear. And I'm saying that to many people in this listening audience, stop being afraid. The wolf man wasn't real. When I was a kid, Frankenstein, the wolf man, Dracula, man, I was always afraid, right? But man, when you're adults, and I can understand children being afraid, Jim, I don't understand adults being so afraid, man. Thank you very much for that information. Thank you for listening. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Lynn from Oconomowoc. Good morning to you, Lynn. You say what?
Good morning. Just a little bit on the lighter side. I went to 82nd Street School in Milwaukee, and we had those duck and cover drills.
Yes.
very much big glass windows. We go out in the hall, and and squat, and I can remember smelling the dusty floor. It was just awful. But a little bit later in my life, we lived near UWM in a house that was built in 1912. The back door didn't latch very well, and sometimes the handle would actually come off in my hand. And I did come home to find a man in the house, and I tore out of the back door. He went out of the front door. I was screaming so loudly, though, that the neighbors called 911. And when I called 911 and told them he was in the room with my husband's off-duty revolver, I heard both Milwaukee sirens and UWM police sirens. The students followed the guy, and they caught him. And then this Saturday evening at dinner in Waukesha, my daughter asked if I remembered terrorizing her by my husband and I warning her about being kidnapped all the time. I know we only lived a couple blocks from the grade school, Hartford Avenue grade school. And I don't remember. I know she walked, her brother walked her to school, but I don't remember terrorizing her and always warning her about being kidnapped. But when I did move to Oconomowoc, my husband and I were at Culver's, and I noticed a guy with a suit with a Glock in his, you know, like a holster. And my husband, when we left, said, "Did you notice the guy with the Glock?" And I said, "Yeah, I just assumed he is a detective or, you know, off-duty police man." And my husband said, "Well, did you see his shield?" And I said, "No." He said, "That guy was just carrying in Culver's."
Hey, Lynn, I wish I had more time, but thank you very much for that. Stop living our lives in fear. Charles from Milwaukee, you say what, sir?
Hey, good morning, Earl. I got two quick points. You know, one of the things you said about Lindsey Graham and the whole Iran thing, we got to do something about it. I wish that the media would push back. J.D. Vance yesterday said at least 3 or 4 times that Kamala Harris has open borders and allowed 20 million people to 20,000 people to come into Springfield, Ohio. And Dana Bash didn't push back once on him to let him know, no, that's not true. My second point is, whenever CJ calls, I can't tell you how to run your show, but when he calls in and starts naming off the 3 or 4 people that have been killed by people trying to come in for a better life, I would ask him if he can name any of the school kids that have bodies have been obliterated by fools with AK-47s or the other high-powered rifles, killing them while they're trying to learn.
Hey, Charles, it's a great point, man. Thank you very much. Really appreciate it. On the other side, we're going to be talking about J.D. Vance and the things that he said on yesterday, amongst other things. We're going to also talk about the death threat for Donald Trump and others. On a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 is the number.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll review the sports news of the week as well as Governor Tim Walz in Superior. Let you know what happened. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.